This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 25th. God's word for you today is vital force. Our scripture reading is taken from Job chapter 32, verse 8, and it says, "But there is a vital force and a spirit of intelligence in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding." Please read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 6, and it says, "This story is one of those stories in the Bible that I find myself going back to repeatedly. Now, listen. This woman was talking to Elisha. Elisha was a no-nonsense kind of prophet. If she was lying, he would have called her out. So, this woman was telling the truth. When we look at the situation in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 6, please read. It was a misnomer. The man was a prophet. Prophets engage in the spiritual world. That is their trade. This man had contact with the spirit that created the heavens and the earth. Yet, not only did he die poor, but he also died in debt, and he put his family in danger. It cannot be God's will for him to live and die limited. The truth is, every time you do not deal with a limitation in your life, it passes on to the next generation. In other words, every time you do not deal with a limitation, your children inherit it, and they become saddled with burdens that daddy should have dealt with or mommy should have broken. I pray that we will be a people that hand over to our children a limitless heritage in God, in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 says, "What can I do to help you?" Elisha asked, "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" If you check every translation, this was the sequence of how Elisha asked the question. He first asked, "What can I do for you?" He probably would have stopped there if the woman's husband was not a prophet, one of his boys. And before she could answer, he threw in the second question so that she would not give him a wrong answer. Jesus asked the man by the pool of Bethesda, "Would you like to get well?" And the man said, "I can't, sir." Wrong answer. Perhaps this is similar to what Elisha wanted to avoid. But even at that, she almost flunked. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Nothing at all except a flask of olive oil," she replied. "I must give this prophet that at least he had oil, even though he did not have money." And that is a different kettle of fish altogether. A conversation for another day. What went on to happen in the story is that the oil that was in a flask filled a jar. Even if you look at the ratios of volume in each vessel, the content of the flask cannot even fill one jar. Elisha represented the spirit, and the woman represented the mind. And the spirit, in contact with the spirit of God, instructed the mind. The mind carried out the instruction, and the oil was connected to a limitless source because of that chain. And as long as that chain was unbroken, the oil in the flask continued to flow, filling vessel after vessel. When the last vessel was filled, the oil stopped flowing. Let us pray. Father, because you have called me limitless, open my eyes to see every limitation in my life and empower me to deal with it conclusively in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.